The Walker County Sheriff's Office and the Georgia Bureau of Investigation is looking into the death of a six-month-old infant in Chickamauga. Sheriff Steve Wilson says deputies and EMS responded to a home on Wayne Harris Drive around 3:48 Monday morning after reports of an unresponsive child. When first responders arrived, the infant was pronounced dead at the scene. The child has been transported to the GBI Crime Lab in Decatur for an autopsy. Officials say no criminal charges have been filed and the investigation remains ongoing. The city of Chickamauga is moving forward with redevelopment plans for the former Crystal Springs Printworks Mill after receiving $1.45 million in federal funding. The funding will help clean up the abandoned mill property, move utility lines underground, and improve deteriorating downtown storefronts. City leaders say the project will bring new commercial development, green space, and tourism opportunities to Chickamauga's historic district. A Tryon High School senior remains in ICE custody just days before graduation following a traffic crash arrest here in Walker County. 19-year-old Elder Macario was charged with driving without a valid license and failure to maintain lane after a crash on Halls Valley Road. Authorities say Macario posted bond on the local charge, but ICE later placed a detainer on him through the county's 287G program. Supporters are now rallying for his release as graduation approaches. We've got more news coming up after this. Georgia Department of Agriculture is investing a record $1.15 million to expand low-cost spay and neuter services across the state. Agriculture Commissioner Tyler Harper says the funding will support shelters, rescue groups, and veterinary partners working to reduce pet overpopulation and overcrowding in shelters. Grant applications open May the 15th. They close June 15th for eligible organizations across the state of Georgia. Details on all of these stories on our website. Check it out, discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette Zone, AM 1590 WQCH.